Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What, me? I get to host my own show? That is awesome. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, coming at ya. I've never said that. I've always wanted to say that. Like a regular DJ, coming at ya from Cincinnati, Ohio, live. The Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, it's great to have everybody. Seriously. Follow us. Make sure you plug into the show on iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a great review. Would you please leave a 5-star review with some great comments to help other people around the world find our show? There's somebody right now that's hurting, that's been downsized, that's been labeled redundant, as they say over across the pond. And somebody said, you know what? You just ain't good enough anymore. Thanks for your services. Thanks for the last 20 years. We appreciate all those 80-hour work weeks, but it's time to go because we found a younger, better model that we can pay less than what we're paying you. There's somebody right now that's searching the internet for this show. Make sure you leave a great review on iTunes. You can also plug into the show at everydayissaturday.com. Just click on the podcast button and you can listen right from there. So hey, it's Sam. I'm the guy that gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, went out on a journey to find my Saturday. Now I'm a motivational speaker, author, seminar leader. Oh, wow. Life is so grand. I'm heading to the gym in about 30 minutes. Slave camps exit around 5, so that gives me, let's see, a couple of hours. Get some great cardio in. So, yeah, man, I'm really excited today. Had a great Google Hangout, by the way. Just finished it up. If you were on it, thank you. I appreciate it. Love you guys. It was my first Google Hangout ever. For my Every Day is Saturday audience, we integrated a chat role where we can chat live right there. I mean, it was off the hook, man. It was great. Can you believe I've yet to do a Google Hangout? Now, you know my ADD, right? Compulsive personality. It's like, now I'm going to do them every Thursday. Today's Thursday, March 27, 2014, by the way. And I'm doing a Google Hangout every Thursday forever, at least till next week. And then we'll just kind of go week by week, right? But, man, it was fun because you get to integrate. I mean, you get to back and forth using video and chat role. That's what it's all about, man, building a relationship. It's what you got to do with your audience. You got to build a relationship. First, you got to find your audience, though, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. If you're going to make Every Day Saturday, you got to have some sort of message out there that you want to get out to the masses. Remember, preach to the masses, not the asses. That's great philosophy. So don't worry about the people that don't like your message. You're not talking to them, all right? Because the people that mind don't matter and the people that matter don't mind or something like that. But anyway, had a great hangout, and we talked about one thing that I want to bring up on today's podcast as well, okay? And we talked about fear, and boy, is it real. We had some great people on the hangout, some sharp cookies that are paralyzed by fear, and that they're still trying to really get that message honed in, you know, trying to sharpen that axe. Like, I can't get going just yet, Sam. I'm going to, don't worry, I'm going to get going, but I'm not ready right now. And I'm like, why not? I mean, I know the answer because I was there. I was there too. I'd like to quit my job, but I'm not quite ready right now. And here's the sobering truth is you're never going to be ready. You're just never going to be ready. It's like when you're contemplating when you got two kids and you're like, geez, can we really afford having a third? You can never afford a kid, okay? So stop worrying about it. You just can't. Have kids because you want to have kids and you want to love them up and you want to, you know, build that family. Don't have kids or don't not have kids just because of money. I mean, hell, you can never afford kids. Let me tell you, I got to scrape, bring my lunch pail to work every day to generate income to keep these girls and everything that they got going on. So don't worry about it. But here's my goal. My goal is when I got the adult diapers on and I'm in the nursing home, that those girls are going to be there to kind of hang out with me and play checkers and a couple games of shuffleboard. You know, that's the whole end game there. So I don't want to move in with them. I know that's whole thing about having, I don't want to move in with my girls. I just don't, I hate being a burden, and you know, I'm not into it, man. I just, I want to watch my football games in a nursing home, or I don't ever want to go to a nursing home, but my wife and I will probably move into that ranch so I can watch my NFL games and, you know, I can catch my Yankee games, the Knicks and all that good stuff. So where did I go? Oh, fear. It's never a good time. That's what it is. There's never a good time. But then again, it's never a bad time. See what I did there? I kind of flipped it over. You say, I'm not ready. It's never good. I say, there's never a wrong time to go for your dream, man. You got this thing that's working inside of you, and you look around people, and you're like, oh, you're so damn average. Oh, my God. You got nothing on me, man. I got a dream so big, and I'm going to do so many great things, and you wait. You're going to know my name. Remember my name now. Samuel P. Crowley, baby. You're going to hear me all around the world. And the problem, you haven't done anything. You're no different than the slave sitting in the cubicle that's doing nothing and reheating their macaroni and cheese from the previous night in the Tupperware dish. You know, you're that person. Yeah, now, I get it. I get that you got the dream, but until you actually do something about that dream, you're that person in the cubicle reheating your mac and cheese from the night before. Because all it is talk. That's it. You're not doing anything yet. So what are you going to do? You got to get going. This came up on the Hangout today. And, you know, some of the things I talked about is, look, I recorded a show a couple months ago titled, it was one of the best ones. You got to find it. It's called Staying One Trick Ahead of the Dog. And it's a philosophy I use. And here's what I told everybody on the Hangout today. I said, look, let's take Google Hangouts, for example. Okay. If you don't know what a Google Hangout is, hey, look, I just did my first one today. And I'm Johnny, Internet Marketer, right? Now, I did them with Empower Network last year. I probably, you know, did 4, 5, 6 of them. But I never had done them with EverydaySaturday.com. And I incorporated lead pages with it and chat roll. Chat roll is $20 a month. I signed up for that. It enables you to chat live with people that are on the Hangout right there on the same page. And it was really just kind of paint by numbers. Put it all together and let it rip. Now, part of me thought, 50-50 chance this whole thing's going to pull off and be good and, you know, it'll happen. But what the hell? I don't care. I mean, look, if it would have failed, it just would have been another great story. I would have emailed my list and said, hey, isn't that funny? Nothing happened. And as it turns out, it was kind of the first 10 minutes were dopey anyway because I launched the Hangout 10 minutes before I wanted to. And so I'm kind of sitting there faddling around and you're staring at, I got this blank look on my face like, you know, a kitty in a lightning storm. And then I got up and left the room. So you're looking at a blank. You know, I'm watching it back 5 minutes ago before I got on this podcast. And I was just laughing to myself saying, there you go. Now I know, though. Now I know when to start the Hangout. I know not to start it 10 minutes before like I just did. I know what button to hit, or actually what button not to hit until I launch it. And the next one will be great. It'll be better than the one before. I don't care. You know, the quality, it was a great, and I had everybody hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. So if you check out my Twitter feed, I got all these great comments from people that were on the Hangout. Because I told them, hey, anybody in the Hangout right now, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're on the Hangout, and I'll retweet it. And boom, there is everybody. You know, fantastic Hangout. This is from A.T. Baker. Fantastic Hangout today, Sam. I had to sneak and watch in while in my cubicle. And this is the first tweet of my life. Check that out, man. That's awesome. Caesar, Gary, Ginger Black, Brent Koger, Brian Sherman, Douglas Crawford. Everybody, man, hit me up on Twitter. We had a great Hangout. My first one. What are you going to do? What are you going to do today for the first time and not worry about if it's perfect? Oh, it's got to be perfect because I don't want anybody to know that anything I put out there isn't perfect. Come on. Seriously? It ain't ever going to be perfect. That's the beauty of it, man. That's the authenticity of what you do. Because whatever it is you decide to do, this is where I was going a few minutes back when I was actually talking about this, what I was talking about fear, is if you just studied how to do a Google Hangout for a month. Remember, yesterday I talked about an hour in the morning, hour in the afternoon, and an hour at night. 3 hours a day, 30 days. That's 90 hours. Even my college dropout math, that's pretty tight, man. 90 hours in a month, okay? If you studied Google freaking Hangouts for 90 hours this month at the end, you could develop a product, sell it, and be a rock star. Oh, but I just, no. No. You got to get that out of your head, that whole stuff where you see where I try to give you a compliment and then you don't receive it and you back off. And then I try to say everything that's great happening and then you tell me everything that's bad that happened 25 years ago. And you're driving looking in your rearview mirror because you're crashing the damn car. And I'm saying, hey, man, you got to look out the windshield because if you look further ahead, when you start marketing this show and you get your podcast and your YouTube videos going and you do these hangouts, nobody cares about what you used to do. They don't care about all the failures that you had. They want to know what you're going to teach them. They don't know. They don't know you're this big, insecure bundle of fluff unless you tell them. I mean, what if I did this show and I was like, hey, it's Sam. Well, I actually did this a few days ago. I was having a bad day, man. I hit the reset button, though. That was the title of the show, hit the reset button. And I was having a bad day. So rather than try to be, you know, Johnny Motivator, it was actually a motivating show because I came around towards the end and I was starting to feel good again. But you got to keep it real, man. Jim Rohn said, if you went to a symphony, it's nothing but these happy high notes. Why would you ever want to go to a symphony? You need the clashing and the banging of the cymbals and those low notes. Like life. Low notes hit you in life, man. That's the symphony that's happening. But every time I try to give you a compliment, you got to take it back and tell me everything that's wrong. Why are you doing that? I don't understand. Say, yeah, Sam, thank you. I received that. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Say, yeah, Sam, I received that. Can you do that? I receive that, Sam. Because once you start receiving that, you start to build a reservoir of positivity inside of you that you go to every single time you're having one of those bad days. Man, I dipped into the reservoir big time a few days ago. Had a bad day. That's okay. I'm back, baby, and better than ever. I put that hangout together, didn't know what I was doing, integrating this, that, and the other thing. Man, I'm a speaker. I'm not a tech dude. Know a little bit about it, though. Know a little bit about the tech stuff, but I don't want to know a lot about it. I just want to know how to get how can I get this message out to more people? That's what I want to know. You know, I don't want to know how to embed a code into a WordPress page. I get something, get my little geek guy, Travis, God rest his soul, man. Travis Merrick died way too soon last year. He used to be on my team doing a lot of tech work. And he was like, man, just bring me all your tech. He loved it. He used to call it nerd porn. That's what he called it. Travis called it nerd porn. He loved it. He, as much code as he could write, he was in heaven. I mean, that was his Saturday, man, diving into code all day long, staring at a computer. He loved it. So why wouldn't I give him all that stuff that he loves to do? You know, the great Candace Morehouse does a lot of my writing for me. Like, she helped co-write the Everyday Saturday book. We did hours and hours and hours of interviews, and she wrote, help write the book for me, and I would proofread what she wrote. She took all of my information and wrote it. I can't write. I mean, I can write. I love to write. I don't want to write a book. What, are you kidding me? That book is like 350 pages. By the way, it's all my story. The story's accurate. It's all true, but she's the writer. You know, it's like a movie producer takes your story, makes it into a movie, right? She wants to write. She loves to write. She's written hundreds and hundreds of novels. That's great. Candace, here you go. You interview me, take my words, and turn it into a book. Fantastic. Love it. You know? Don't worry about it. You don't have to have all the answers. Just get going. If you studied that, for that example, Google Hangouts for 30 days straight, 3 hours a day, 90 hours, you'd be one of the most foremost thought leaders on Google Hangouts on the planet. You could sell an ebook for $97. Oh, I don't know how to write an ebook. You get someone to write it. Go to Fiverr. You probably spend $100. Somebody could write your ebook for you. Graphics and all, you know? $100, you're out the door. How many of those books? Listen, all right. Ding, 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 ding. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? You know that show? Here you go. Here's a math problem for you. How many $100 books do you need to sell to get your $100 back that you spent to write the book? Do, 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 do. One. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. We have an answer, Virginia. It is one. Thank you. So if you spend $100 to have your ebook written for you and you charge $100 for it, you only need to get back one sale. Everything else is, what is it? Ready? It's that P word, profit. What's your return on investment? Your ROI. It is infinity. That's right. It is infinite. It has no ceiling. As many as you can sell Or, here's something that's counterintuitive but will make you even more money, is don't charge anything for the ebook. I don't get it, Sam. Do you know what you just said? You said, yeah, I know what I just said. I said, don't charge anything. Give it away as a bonus, as a lost leader to build your list. Woo! Think about that. Remember, last week, recorded a show. Or was it this week? Or was it last year? No, it was this week, a few days ago. Move the free line, I talked about, right? If you're just starting in business and you want to build a list, you want to build a following, look at what your competition is doing. Look at what they're charging for. And you give it away for free. Oh, but Sam, I'm not going to make any money doing it that way. Yes, you're actually going to make more money. Stop thinking like an employee and start thinking like a business owner. Yay! Now, think about Groupon, for example. Hey, do you think, you know, the pizzeria that gives you $20 worth of food for $10 is losing money? Remember, it's dine-in only, not carry-out. Okay? And so you're going to go in, and you're going to go into the restaurant. So if you don't go into the restaurant, you're not going to order drinks and everything that goes with it. They're going to make way more money back. Yeah, they get 50% off that food, but that's it. You know, comes off the lowest item, blah, 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 blah. I took my wife. We had a Groupon for Trios here in Cincinnati. George Clooney ate there. Yeah, baby. It's part of their advertisement. George Clooney ate here. It's a really nice restaurant. We went for our 16-year anniversary last month, and I had a Groupon. I'm so romantic. I'm so damn romantic. I mean, think about that. My wedding anniversary, and I use a Groupon. Isn't that awesome? And by the way, I got the Groupon app on my phone, so I'm literally driving around, boom, just grab Groupon, book it. I mean, living today is like you literally just, you know, click, point and click life. It's a point and click life. So she's like, hey, where do you want to go? I'm like, how about, I don't know, Trios? She's like, wow, that's nice. Yeah, hey, nothing's too expensive for you, babe, so let's just go there. And when I pulled my Groupon, she's like, oh, okay, that explains why. I said, but the Groupon was $40 of dinner for $20, all right? We spent like $120, couple of glasses of wine, appetizers. Appetizers were like $15 or something crazy. Wine was $10 a glass. They got me for $120. Hey, it would have been $140 when you take off the $20. We had a great time, man, or $40 it was. So what did we, golly, I don't even remember what we spent. Maybe it was $100, I don't know, tip and everything. We tip, you always tip on the regular amount, by the way. I used to be in the F&B business, food and beverage, bartender. Always tip your waiters and waitresses a lot of money, 30%, 20%, whatever you can, man. They got, most of them live a rough life. They could use all the cash they can get. But anyway, where was I going? I went off the reservation once again. Oh, you're talking about the whole about being an expert, okay? Look at Groupon. You know, yeah, talking about giving away your ebook, giving away your product. You're going to make more because you're going to get so many more leads, better leads. Remember what the person's thinking. If, wow, she's giving away this for free? I can't imagine how great the content that she charges for is. It's got to be absolutely off the hook. That's what people are going to think. But if you don't want to do that, you can still be that expert, okay? 1 hour a day, 1 hour in the morning, rather, 1 hour at noon, 1 hour in the evening. Hey, by the way, did you know? Here it comes. You ready? Here's my pitch. Give me 20 seconds. Here's the pitch to end all pitches, okay? Podcast house is now $500. You come in, you want to do a show like this, you get your voice. You don't even need a podcast. It's so much more than just podcasting. It's about finding your voice, using your voice for audio, man, to create your own audio book, your own podcast, speaking from stages all around the world, okay? It was $500, soon to be $1,000. Today, if you're listening to the show, March 27, 2014, or sometime around this, you can get going at $77. $77! Are you kind of your mind? Head on over to joinpodcasthouse.com. That's the order page, joinpodcasthouse.com. If you want to see everything that it includes, everything it's about, just go to podcasthouse.com. You'll see all the four videos there that I created for it. Would love to have you in the community, get you a show just like this one. Get you real famous like a rock star. Have you sign an autograph with your sunglasses on outside, man? It's awesome. Hey, listen to me. Seriously, we're going to wrap up the show today. You got to get that message out there. Don't let fear stand in the way. Don't let that self-limiting belief, all that stuff that you think people might think about you, it's never going to happen, man. You know what's going to happen? You're going to create your first product. You're going to get out there and promote it. People are going to love it, and every day is going to be Saturday, right? Right. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you think, man. Love the show. Let everybody know. Hate the show. Let even more people know. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.